Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
10-2 on aggregate in 2 years, blood. 10-2, blood, yeah? We move to Emirates to compete with this. You call that competing? You can't compete with fucking Leicester. Don't fucking buy it.
Is that the title winning goal?
3 minutes of added time.
Well, we are back. We are alive. We were supposed to record in my office, but some nut job forgot the computer. And now we're sitting in a penthouse. That's the only way I can describe this.
Yeah.
It's not a penthouse.
Well, actually, a pimp house would be maybe.
Yeah.
Pimp house.
Yeah, it looks a bit pimpy.
I don't agree.
I think you live a life that we did not think you had.
What kind of life?
Why do you have a stuffed...
When you come and see us in the office, you're all ghetto and, oh, hopefully... You know, hopefully one of my tracks will boom, right?
Yeah.
And we go, anal C, it's fine. And then you bring us here to this.
I have a daytime job as well.
This is a castle, well. Man.
It's not a castle.
Daytime job. We're recording this at 11 a.m.
This is your daytime job. So, I mean, I don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Well, the drug industry is booming. Yeah. So, I guess.
The crib, man. This is your crib.
Yeah. You like it?
No.
Yeah,
it's nice.
It's nice.
It's kind of empty right now, but
it's like your heart and mind
and your soul.
Yeah. So apart from talking about my
crib.
Apartment, no, not crib. Come on, that's just.
It's your crib. It's your yard. This is your yard, man.
Okay. It's your stationary yard.
All right.
On land.
Okay, I'm fine with that. It's my yard. What about? Should we talk about the ghost goal?
Yeah, I mean, I don't care really. I mean, I think the Americans don't really care. They got blown out because the ghost goal. Because
could you just explain that to the listeners? What
happened? Yeah, I mean, Panama scored a goal against Costa Rica, and it wasn't over the line, but the referee decided the goal was in. They didn't have goal line technology, and then they got a goal that wasn't a goal, and that ultimately sent the Americans out. Because the Americans had to just draw against Trinidad Tobago, who had lost for like 30 years away or something, and then they just had to draw that game. Even on a loss, Honduras and Panama had to win their games against Mexico and Costa Rica, and they were trailing 1-0, and they still did it. So, but it was a rocket that sent America out, though, a 35-yard screamer. It was a really great goal. But then the Panama goal sent them out, and it's ridiculous. And Bruce Arena went the day before and said, I would like to see one of these hotshot European teams come this qualifying, because people are saying it's an easy qualifying. And it is. It's
been a little bit made for America.
Yeah, of course. It's ridiculous. I mean, since 86, they haven't missed a qualification. But they got 3.5. They've had before like 3.5 spots for that qualification. It is ridiculous. I mean, we talk about countries with 1 million population that can quite easily go through, and you don't see that in other qualifications. And some people are saying South Americans are the most hardest because Argentina nearly didn't make it through, but half of the continent goes through. I mean, it's 4.5 spots out of 10.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
I agree.
Yeah,
but it's a tight group, though.
Listen, it's a good team.
Chile missing out.
Chile missing out.
I was
out,
a bit surprised by that.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you know, if you see that qualification, Brazil has had an amazing year. I mean, 2 years. So they were great.
Uruguay have been superb.
And then Colombia has a fantastic team.
Yeah.
And I think in World Cup, it's a couple of months, I mean, almost a year left. I think Colombia is one to watch out from there as well. So we have three super strong teams and then also Argentina.
No, but also, but you don't forget, like, there's always, it seems like Peru, they did this from nowhere because
they haven't qualified for a long time. Yeah, but they, and they've been close a couple of times.
Yeah, right? But and also, it's still there, like, you know, Vargas and Farfan. The old kind of stars that they had. He has been terrific at Spartak Moscow as well.
And so now they have a good draw. It was funny in the game against they were playing, and then apparently
Colombia.
Yeah, and Falcao apparently went out talking to the defenders with 5 minutes left, because the scores in other games showed that a draw in this game would mean that
both teams
both wouldn't go through, because Peru would then automatically get the qualification spot.
Yeah, but that's
against enough. New Zealand, and yeah, they've probably felt that we will take that chance. So there was a discussion in FIFA that is it set up, and they basically said it. They were like, yeah, we had discussions with the coaches.
But I don't think there's anything wrong with that. No. You know, we saw Sweden-Denmark doing this when Sweden equalized in the 88th minute.
I was there.
And after that, no one tried to play football. And I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
No.
Because up till, if it's only 5 minutes left or 2 minutes left or whatever, why would you risk it?
Yeah. It gets a little bit when sometimes a team can play an understrength team.
Yeah,
you know, it's the same. That's in that case worse.
Yeah, yeah, of course,
definitely. But I don't think when you have this kind of system, when you have groups with three games in a tournament, this will happen. And of course, they would play tactically. That's part of the game, right?
Yeah.
So I think in that moment, well,
how about Messi? Really stepped up.
Wow, yeah.
Hat trick.
Finally, I think he was awesome.
The favorite band of mine, U2, were playing Buenos Aires that night.
Yeah, yeah.
Noel Gallagher was, I think, supporting them, and they they waited for it. They delayed the concert for an hour, played the game on a big screen. It's one of these massive screens. And they said the atmosphere was just...
Must have been crazy.
As soon as the final whistle went, they started the gig.
Imagine if they've lost, though.
Yeah. It's a big risk, but, you know, Messi did it.
Yeah, but they were down a goal after 2 minutes.
Yeah.
After
1 minute. Yeah. It was 36. It was second fastest goal in the qualification history.
Yeah, yeah.
In South America. So yeah, that was a really bad start. I mean, we're talking about a nation going through this insanity of not making a World Cup with that pool of talent. And then after 36 seconds, you're down. That could have, you know, just plummeted them down, but... At least we got to see Messi, you know. Stopped there. And Messi was amazing. We talked about that. But what just happened here was we had a cop car going outside on the street, and
you probably heard it. As Adil said, Messi was brilliant. You might have heard of it. Ooh.
Yeah.
And soundproof here, we call them.
Yeah, soundproof.
said, you really need to close that door. Listen when I close this. Like, listen to the difference.
And you thought of the same thing about Ace Ventura when he's doing that in the first movie. And there was nothing. As soon as he closed the door, I could almost hear the echo louder. And then he goes, oh, no, but, you know, something with the drapes. What the hell would the drapes do? What is wrong with you today?
Okay, so...
Drake?
Robin's last game. It was Sweden team against Robin. He was the only one hunting the ball. I think he was... For me, that was one of the performances. Although they surely knew it was impossible to get seven.
It was dead game.
Yeah, but he actually chased the ball.
But it was his last international as well. I mean, before the game, he cried.
But I think that was an amazing way of ending your international career. A terrific, terrific career.
I mean,
with a silver in the World Cup and a bronze as well.
Why are we becoming the Robin show?
I love Robin. I actually love Arjen Robin. I think he's one of those.
Where did this come
from?
Where the hell did this come from? I've never showed any admiration for anybody that's bald.
Okay.
Oh, right, said Fred. You like them.
I think Arjen Robin is. I think he's really admirable. I think he is...
Admirable or great player?
Both.
I think he's a...
He's not admirable more than any other.
I think he's a terrible sportsman.
Why?
He has the most dives in history of football.
as I've been pretty clear about, I don't think
diving is something bad.
It's fine. Fine. That's your opinion. You don't think you're bad, but you're actually turning it into something righteous because you're saying if he's great to look up to and
so
stuff like that.
If I say Arjen Robben, the first thing you think of is diving.
But when you say that he's a great example and stuff like that, then yeah, that's the first thing I think about because other thing. He's not famous for any other sportsmanship.
I'm saying that
he's a great player, though.
But he's admirable.
Great. I don't think he's great.
He's great. No. He's been top five of his positions every year he's played.
I'm in the middle there. I think he's definitely top class.
You can't catch that guy.
He's definitely world class.
You know what he's going to do.
World class, but not great.
He's world class. Fine. Yeah, he's not great. He's world class.
Yeah, great is like...
It's better than
world class. Talking, you know...
Messi, Ronaldo. Yeah.
Okay, so...
Zidane.
Okay.
Dybala.
Ronaldinho.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ronaldinho was great. Ronaldo was great.
Kichunga.
Yeah, but I agree with you. I think Robin is an amazing player. Yeah. Definitely. Yeah. I definitely agree there, but I don't agree that... I don't like, oh, man, it's a travesty. I mean, I think Totti was... When he finished, I think that was a bit cooler in a way.
But he's also not a great
No. He's only... With Totti, he had one aspect, and that was he was a one-man club man.
Yeah,
that was his
true.
Stuff.
Yeah, that's true.
That's his thing. That same thing with Gerrard. I don't think Gerrard is a great example for anybody. I think he's kind of a dick. But if you talk about his footballing, you know, loyalty,
yeah,
that's amazing. He stayed at one club, and you have to give him credit for that. And other players are good, other stuff, you know. But Robin, he's just a very good player.
But Sweden, a bunch of Swedes went to Amsterdam. They came back with nothing, and they were still happy. That's classic.
Makes sense. Yeah. Makes sense.
It's gonna be difficult. Been to Amsterdam? Have you?
No, I've never been to Amsterdam. Actually, I'm going to Amsterdam in March.
Raga Daga.
It's not Raga Raga.
Going to Amsterdam November the 30th.
Raga Daga.
I'm doing a show.
Can you do a song with that?
Yes, of course. Yeah, Should we do a Raga Daga song?
Yeah, I'm up for that. Let's have a look at Iceland, the smallest nation ever to qualify for the World Cup. 334,000 people.
It is fucking amazing.
It really is, yeah. I mean, especially because they're...
Especially after the Euros, so they've just made that.
And their qualifying wasn't so great, but then they just won. They've won like the last five or six games.
Yeah, but Turkey away was amazing. They crushed Turkey.
Yeah.
They really did. And they look like a... They look like a really solid like team that plays week in and week out.
Yeah.
That's the amazing part of it.
That's a very good description.
Yeah. They have strength like you see a Burnley side in the Premier League that they don't, but they always have the same 11 as much as possible and they just seem like they're so drilled and certain managers are really good at that. And yeah, Iceland as a group.
Winning that group in front of Croatia, Ukraine.
It's insane.
And, you know, it's...
Because that was one of the toughest groups when it comes to...
Yeah, yeah.
That was one of the toughest groups, not because they had the best team in it, because they had so many good teams.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, there were so many teams there that are potentially can go to the World...
Potentially who are always qualifying.
Yeah.
You know, those kind of teams.
I mean, Croatia, that we might end up playing in the qualifying, that's a top team.
It was Slovakia that missed out, wasn't
Slovakia
it?
Slovakia missed out of being the worst scored
because the bottom place. The team that results against the bottom team
exactly
count,
exactly
know,
so yeah they
Scotland missing out as well quite a Strachan has now walked away
yeah.
They had the lead
he said
them,
but
yeah.
The funny thing the is genetics. Strachan said that they're genetically behind
yeah
that's just an amazing thing to say
one
and
of the best excuses of
oh
all
he's just for absolute stupid and then he's actually said in the interview maybe we need to pair big women off with big men but I don't know. But we're small in the other countries. And then you look at some of the... I mean, Messi's one of the best players in the world. And Argentina, I mean...
I'm getting sick of all these old fucks. Like, you know, still in football. I don't want them there. Like, who says that?
Gordon Strachan.
Yeah, and it's a fucking disgrace. It's 2017.
It's funny, man.
It's not. It's funny, but he's
quite
serious.
An amusing man, though.
But he's serious.
No, no, but the thing
he's kind of serious.
Yeah, but
you know that.
If you listen to Gordon Strachan, he does a lot of these kind of stuff.
Tongue in cheek.
Yeah, he does a lot of those kind of. He's really British in that sense, and that is, of course, he doesn't mean literally that he want to pair big Scottish women with men, but it just sounds like a fucking old timer joke.
And he's 3-for-1 and he's ginger, so he's against, you know, he's had a lot of things against him.
All right.
No, but it's just a fucking stupid, stupidly funny thing
three
to say.
He's 3-for-1, he's ginger.
He's
not a Frodo.
It's called Gordon. He's from Scotland. Of course, he's going to have a go at some genetics, you know?
Wow.
That's a good name.
Let's
Gordon
look at the playoffs.
I find it. It's one of those names that if you were a child, it's quite a weird name.
Yeah, but
is my kid Gordon?
It's yeah, like, Gordon, you know? Strachan. What's wrong with your kid? But then when you go, oh, Gordon Strachan sounds like a yeah. king. You know.
Let's look at the playoffs. Who do you?
No, can we just talk? Yeah. Wales getting knocked
yeah,
out.
Yeah, Wales against Ireland. Yeah. What a battle.
I think it came down to a lot of tactics. I think Martin O'Neill kind of. Got them. I think Wales.
The biggest tactics was Gareth Bale missing.
Yeah, missing Bale. And I think Ireland.
Is it just me or Ashley Williams on a path for the past 1.5 years since she left Swansea, where he just keeps on making mistakes?
And I think he was looking for that big club move.
Oh, he's just destroyed his career.
Kind of messed him up. Yeah.
No, but because at Swansea, even when he did the odd mistakes there, he had to do the things he was good at. And that's being a strong brick wall. That's his strength, pushing and you know, harassing attackers. And then you move to Everton and they want to play more ball-playing game. And he's decent on the ball, but that's not his strength. He make a mistake every single game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And now against Ireland, same thing there. He was caught out again. And it's just not good enough. I mean, we're talking about it. I've noticed that he's making so many mistakes at top level. And it's insane. Nobody's talked about it. I don't know why.
I think he's had a big dip in form. I think the Welsh might need a bit of a change. I think Coleman might leave.
It's hard to say that.
I don't know who you could bring in, though.
Yeah, the problem is it's a small country as well. They only have the talented pool they have, and I don't see what's going to happen with the new. I mean, just because they made the Euros quite good doesn't mean that they should just walk through the qualifier. I mean, Sweden is in the playoffs now. There's a lot of team not making it. It's not that Holland didn't even make it. It's
Switzerland
not
won 9 out of 9.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
lost to Portugal, you know.
So like, what are your thoughts? I think, you know, Sweden can get, like, Italy.
No, Italy, Croatia, Switzerland, Denmark.
Exactly. And, you know, the first thing you think of is Denmark, because there might be a psychological.
I think it's the other way around at the moment.
Yeah, but that was the case. That was supposed to be the case last time as well.
Yeah, but the team is way better.
I agree.
It's
so
way better.
I would still prefer Switzerland.
I would also prefer Switzerland. Oh, if I had to choose today, I would take Switzerland, although that's a good team as well. I just think Croatia is a team that would not suit Sweden.
No.
Considering last time we lost them in the other, when Melberg had that incredible handball. We struggled against this game back then. They're a big team that also technical. It doesn't suit Swedes too well.
No.
And then, of course, you don't want to play Italy. I don't care that people say that. But in that
they
situation,
always
go through.
To the World Cup. Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
I think they will step
if
up
they
the
did,
game.
If they just step up, they will, you know, surely.
Yeah.
They'll be favorites against
and
any
it's still
team.
A good team.
But let's look at the other way around.
Well, they had Spain in their groups.
So we have Northern Ireland. We haven't talked about Northern Ireland. I think it's amazing. Yeah. I think it's an Icelandic kind of story, but what
definitely.
I like about Iceland is
they had no history in it. That's a difference.
No, exactly. But and also Iceland play in a, you know, Northern Ireland played this old kind of, you know, championship football, and it works. It's just a long ball.
Well, it beat Sweden with it one time as well.
Yeah, exactly. So like Northern Ireland, I think it's an amazing story again. Let's see if they make
they had
it.
Germany in their group, who, you know, there were some groups there where like Germany ran away with it, Belgium ran away with it.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Know, it was.
But those are maybe also one of the two supreme teams, not only in Europe, but in the world, especially when it comes to cleaning houses with small teams.
They
just seem to always do that last 5-6 years. You don't fear that they will struggle on the way. I mean, they just run over everybody.
And the French as well. I mean, what a squad they've got. I mean... Yeah.
Yes, they have like I read an article about this. The second and third team in the French, they would basically win a group as well. And the German, German squads, they have four like 11s they can put out, and surely they would go like.
No, really, it's called Schürrle.
Surely they would go far in the World Cup as well. I think Germany and France are looking really, really strong for the future as well.
Spain will be there for sure.
Another team that we haven't mentioned, and I think people forget, is like England. what an accomplishment by Serbia. They don't have those star players, and I think
still have decent.
They have decent players. They have Kolarov. They have Matic.
They have bigger star players than Sweden.
Yeah, but still, I think this was a team effort. You know, the striker that scored the most goals, Alexander Prijovic, in this qualifier, he played for Djurgården 3 years ago. Mm. So it's like, I think Serbia, really good to have them back in the World Cup. I think they belong there.
I think some of the teams are just delighted to get to the playoffs. I think Sweden will be one of those teams.
Yeah.
It was a difficult group, man.
Yeah.
France and Holland. We're just lucky that Holland is in such a slump
this
generation. And we look at the team, it's not the same old Holland. There's no one left. Oh, Arjen Robben was the last one of these kind of world-class players that threw. If you look at that team now, there's nobody. I'm telling you, there's nobody world-class there.
Interestingly, I read an article about how they're trying to play like Tottenham in some sense, where they just play one up front, but they don't have that world-class Harry Kane kind of player.
That's the problem with formation. It is, when you play a lone striker, that's the problem for all teams.
You need that player.
Yeah.
And ironically, the same player that can't make it there is the same player that Tottenham loaned out, in Vincent Janssen.
So Honduras will play Australia. Australia beating Syria.
Yeah.
I felt a bit bummed out. I thought it was one of the great stories. And so it's a shame.
Tim Cahill.
What is he, 49 now?
Yeah.
It's amazing. I think he's like 36, 37.
How can you jump that high? I don't understand. He's short.
Well, don't you remember Salas?
No, but this is... Yeah, of course. But this
Ayala?
But Cahill is such a little... Yeah, but... You
Ayala
know.
Was my height. You know, yeah, 174. Yeah. And he was one of the best headers of the ball.
Yeah, but they weren't limited...
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Football players. I think Tim Cahill is a pretty limited football player, but he's still a really good player because he gives you
a decent... No, he was a decent player when he played. At first, when he broke through Millwall, he was good, but then Everton, he was for sure the best player for years.
Yeah, of course. But I think he's pretty limited with the ball.
Do you know what I think he is? He's similar, a small version, but does the same as Marouane Fellaini.
Yeah, exactly.
He has the
exactly.
same aerial prowess as he
exactly.
is, but he's way better.
But Fellaini, you
could
spot him from, you know, miles because he's really big. And of course, he has that here as well.
The
but
thing was,
he's really big, so it makes sense. Tim Cahill is short.
Yeah, but it's it's a different. Tim Cahill is a very different kind of player that suited very well in that system you play, like in Everton, they played back then. He's very good off the ball. He's extremely good after ball. He's great at picking up runs. He's good at, and he's a big, he's a big game player, especially for Australia.
Australia not so strong.
No,
you know,
they have they don't have these big players anymore.
They're kind of missing a few players. So, I think they'll be happy if I mean they'll obviously be delighted to qualify, but
they'll be delighted to get the opposition they got.
Yeah, and they kind of screwed up as well against in their group, you know, with Saudi Arabia and things like that, when they kind of were expected to sort of get through that.
Yeah.
So that'll be interesting. Another nice one, Egypt getting through with the
Mohamed Salah, the penalty. Did you see the scenes after that penalty?
Amazing.
Amazing.
But they haven't been World Cup for, what is it?
1990. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. You really felt for that country. They had a lot of issues as well. Mm. So I think it's really nice to see them back in the World Cup. And we'll hope they'll have a pretty good come.
Mohamed
as well.
Salah, yeah, they have a big star now as well.
Yeah, exactly. In
Salah. And I know you don't like him that much, but he's doing... He's doing very well in Liverpool, to be honest.
Yeah, he's doing great.
How about Liverpool? Let's have a look.
They're playing in
the ratio of wins under Klopp after 75 games. He's behind Benitez. He's behind Rodgers.
Yeah.
Quite interesting. You know, like you would probably say it was a success what he's done, but it needs how much time do you give him?
I think yeah,
that's. I think
the slowly what has happened under Klopp, at least, which is good for Liverpool fans and club. What is different now than it was 4 or 5 years ago? The deludedness has come down a little bit. No, but they have understood that finishing fourth was a pretty good achievement. A couple of years ago, they were still going on for the title and stuff like that. I think he has at least made a realistic scenario where they are, both when it comes to ambition and talent in that team. So I think he's done that, and I do believe they like him because he's so good at media, he's so good at all that stuff, and when they play well under Klopp, that's what they see the potential. They see the potential of the team, they're being great. But saying that, under Brendan Rodgers, the best games were good as well, but then they had Suarez.
Yeah.
And whenever Suarez is missing, they never looked that way, but Liverpool can look good without Coutinho sometimes, and I think that is what is really, Liverpool fans are focused on that. It does look great sometimes. It's just so close. They can feel it, you know.
Yeah,
they can just feel it. It's so close. It just needs that little...
The pressing is...
But what a game we have in front of us. Liverpool against United. It's the most classic game.
Mane will be out.
Yeah,
he's out now for...
That's a huge loss.
Weeks.
Yeah.
That's a huge
loss. Of course.
Loss,
you know, and...
Having him continue together, of course, that's lethal.
Yeah, yeah.
Aguero on his way back as well for City after a car crash.
Yeah,
in Amsterdam.
No. Yeah.
But that's the early game, Liverpool United. Definitely the game of the round, really. And then you got Burnley, West Ham. Wonder if they'll change shirts. They have to. Palace, Chelsea. What a great start for Hodgson this is going to be at home.
Yeah, he lost one with 4-0, hammered, and now again.
Yeah. Man City at home to Stoke. Swansea, Huddersfield. I think we might do something there.
Yeah, I think that's a good opportunity for you. I think it's a good team for you to play because Swansea are not that... they will probably, if they open up, you will hit them. But if they do like the against Spurs, sit back, then it's more difficult.
I've just done shows in New York and London. Thanks for asking, lads. And
we talked about it for 1 hour before the show.
Yeah, because we had an hour to drive because someone forgot their laptop.
Yeah, someone.
But,
and brain.
My auntie went to, she's a season ticket holder in Huddersfield. And she was like, yeah, it's great. Apart from Tottenham. everybody I spoke to her. Yeah, we're a bit outclassed. We got beat there. You know, like, let's forget that one.
I think it was a great timing for Huddersfield to have that game. You know, they had a few wins, and at the same time, you just get a reality check and know what you can do.
Mate, we've got United and Liverpool coming up, so...
So now you're prepared.
Tottenham at home to Bournemouth.
Yeah, must win.
Yeah, or Defoe gets the winner and breaks your heart. And then Watford at home to Arsenal. That's the later game. And then on Sunday, Brighton, Everton. Koeman, if he loses that, do you think he could go?
Yeah.
Southampton and Newcastle United.
I think Koeman is hanging on by a thread, and maybe he should just try to get Holland.
Yeah, I mean, Moyes might do Scotland as well, so it could be all...
Moyes, I think that's his only chance of getting back to normal status in football. Do Scotland for a couple of years. Hopefully you qualify with him. Even if you don't, you'll still be in football.
Set up a website where bigger men can meet bigger women.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And they have a 25-year-old plan.
the big game in Italy.
There's a couple of big games,
well,
of course.
Well, the big game is on the Sunday.
Yeah, the big game is the Milano Derby.
Sampdoria Atlanta.
That's a pretty good game as well. It's the Milano Derby.
Squeezing his avocado.
I didn't squeeze it. Touching it.
I would say that it's a must win for Milan.
For Inter, yeah.
No, for Inter, of course, but for Milan, it's a must win. And you know, it's been sold out. It's been sold out since the tickets came
must
out.
Must win is a harsh.
No,
thing
it's a must win. If you're going to get that Champions League, if you don't win,
you
against,
don't talk about the title anymore.
If you don't,
are you?
No, of course not. If you're going to qualify for the Champions League, and you know,
I think you're a bit deluded.
Why?
I think because you bought these players, I think the expectations are a bit too much.
You sound like a Liverpool supporter.
Should you qualify for the Champions League, or do you want?
We were fifth in the league last year with an absolutely shitty team. Okay, and then we spent 200 million euros.
Yeah, Harry Kane.
And if we finish, we shouldn't finish sixth. We should finish at least fourth, right? And fourth place gives you Champions League.
But listen. Forget the fact that you finished fifth last year and you spend the money. If you just look at some of the teams, Juventus still ahead, of course.
Yeah.
Roma's been around that.
Roma is not ahead.
But they've been around that spot for years now.
Yeah.
So that
now,
means
you don't rate Roma. We do.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you can you don't rate Roma. That's fine. But they've been top four for the past.
Yeah, but that's because okay.
Yeah, okay,
sure.
But that's another team. And,
sure.
But they've
Inter,
been there every
Inter
year.
Inter looking strong.
Looking
and Inter
really
wasn't
strong.
Good last year.
No, so and they have Spalletti now.
Yeah, so they look.
The reason
good.
For
so
Roma
that's another
being
team
good.
That's all you got to compete.
Yeah,
with.
Of course.
Napoli.
Napoli, of course.
There.
Napoli, top of the league, one of the best teams in Europe
so
right now.
So basically, two of the spots in Italian league is Juventus. Napoli has been.
Juventus. Napoli will be there.
Yeah, and they've been there for years.
And it's up for grabs for Inter, Milan, Roma, Lazio.
Then you add Roma has also the three. Teams that those three teams has always been there the past 5-6 years, right?
But Milan won the league 6 years ago. Yeah.
But that's you're tracking one season here and there.
Yeah.
These three teams are settled. It's like in the English Premier League, Chelsea, Manchester City, and before it was United, they were settled. Awesome.
Yeah.
These top four were settled. They were always it's hard to break in. You can finish fifth 100 times. It's the same problem with Everton and Spurs. When they spend money, they finish fifth. The fans go, we finished fifth last year. Now we spend 150 million. We should finish fourth. It doesn't really happen that way. I think it takes time. That much money you spend, you will lose so many points in the beginning, as you have done, that it's hard to catch that the first season.
Let's see what happens. I'm still saying it's a must win, and it's a must win for Montella. That's what they've said.
But is it a must win for the club and fans to finish in Champions League?
So, yeah, but...
Is that, like, some? Do you have to...
I think that we need to... Milan need to win this game to have any kind of
if
chance.
If you don't qualify for Champions League this season, is it a complete failure?
Yes.
All right.
I think it's a sacking.
It's a sacking, of course.
Yeah.
I think he will, even though they qualify for Champions League, he won't be there next year.
Already.
Probably Antonio Conte, what they're saying. So let's see what happens.
But he won't want to go if you don't qualify for Champions League.
No, exactly. A lot of things will change.
He took Chelsea when they were in the Champions League.
Yeah. Let's see what happens. But what I want to say is it's a crucial game. But other games in Italy, Roma-Napoli squaring off on Saturday evening as well.
Yeah,
there's a lot of good games.
Juve-Lazio
at 6.
And Roma.
Really good game. Roma-Napoli following that. Also terrific game.
Yeah.
So
super weekend.
Unfortunately, playing at the same time as Atletico Madrid versus Barcelona. What a weekend, man. This is an amazing weekend.
And at 4 o'clock in England, in the England FA Cup qualification round, Margate are playing Leatherhead.
Oh,
wow.
Leatherhead, that is amazing.
It's a
team made of animals.
It's a sex toy that Kunal knows about.
Yep.
So, and then on Monday, you've got Leicester versus West Brom, the same time as Hellas Verona against Benevento.
Yeah. I won't watch any of those games.
You're not interested in like...
No, I have a game on my own, the last game of the season for my team.
So. Are you going to win the title?
Yes. We already won the title. Actually.
Oh, yeah. Congratulations.
Thanks.
Raga daga.
I promised the team that I would score, but I'm pretty happy.
In all seriousness, if this was a proper league and
made up. It is a proper
would
league.
Would they release you at the end of the season?
If I made those, yeah.
What were your promises? 20 goals?
No, 15.
And how many have you got?
Did you do it because nine. Christian Vieri had that?
I have one game
did
left.
Did you put 15?
But
because
the five last games I've scored every game. So the first half of the season was terrible for me.
So if you get to double figures.
Yeah, it's...
And are you leading the goal scoring charts?
Yeah.
But why do you care you said 15 goals? Because you have to realize that what you say when it comes to that means jack and fucking shit.
No, I didn't say that. They asked me. And I said,
you said 15.
But I scored 15 the year before that.
Well, you know, your predictions have been not great.
What's the...
Zlatan Ibrahimovic. Zlatan is the best striker still in the world.
Let's see when he's back.
Oh, come on.
Next goal scorer, who's got the most... What goals have they got?
Six.
Yeah.
Pirlo
was shit.
But a lot of our midfielders... So we have a lot of midfielders scoring goals.
Because he's quitting MLS now and he was after shit for 6 months, but you still said he's the best... He's better than all the midfielders Premier League, including De Bruyne.
But you said that...
Including De Bruyne. He's better than De Bruyne.
What is this?
Okay.
And he's been shit.
Okay, flashback. But let me just...
Because he's 40 years old.
Okay, but if you want to go this, I also said that Chelsea would win the league. Before everyone else, they were number four. They had a shitty start last season.
Yeah, that's one.
I said Chelsea will win the league this year.
But do you know how many predictions you made?
I said Everton would be in the shit this year.
And what do you say? Oh, you saying I said that? I said that they were shit, and you were kind of nobody spent. I was
you
like, no way it's gonna happen. I gave a text message to you and Al that explained every position in Everton and every player. I sent to you why they're shit and not.
Why?
That was like 20
minutes. Remember logging
onto
Facebook and there was 184 messages.
I also said like three episodes ago, that Everton will struggle to even keep up.
That's
in the Premiership. They maybe will go down.
One episode ago, I said Crystal Palace will struggle.
We're talking those predictions.
Okay.
Then I've been correct. But.
Okay, guys, you're right. I'm wrong.
I said Donald Trump's not nice.
And you said he's nice. You said he's great.
I think he will make America great again.
And you said Harvey Weinstein is a decent guy.
Wow. Do you want to talk about the Weinstein stuff?
No, I don't.
You've been talking about him. I think he's an absolute beast.
It's weird that this can go on for so long, though.
Yeah.
But people don't know he's not done as bad as the other
Bill Cosby.
As Cosby, of course, because he literally raped women.
But
this guy is just the most creepiest guy on the planet.
No, but surely he has raped women as well. It's just not came out yet. I just think
it's a fear thing. I feel for women that they are not able to.
It's insane to come out and say this.
And you could just get assholes in charge.
Yeah. But I just don't understand that somebody that famous, stuff like that. I mean, it seems to be quite easy to hurt them with stuff. How can
they have a lot of money?
But when they actually have done something this much, and that keeps out. I think that's money and power.
Yeah, that's money and power. Yeah. You know, it's a tremendous.
That's a good album for you, man. Money and power.
No, but
Anal
that's
C remixes.
That's all.
Ba-da-ba-dum-ba-dum-ba-dum.
That sounds like a 50 Cent album. To
yeah,
be honest.
Actually,
money
might
and
be
power.
A euro. But I
what
50 Cent per album.
Okay.
really enjoyed this, lads. bit jet lagged. I've got a gig in Nina Sam tonight. It's full. And then I've got Mashta on Lord Egg. And that's got one row left.
So okay.
Come along.
Mashta tomorrow.
Mashta.
Are you feeling tired with all this traveling?
I'm brought up in Mashta.
You've been in New York. You've been to London. Let's talk about that. How was your trip?
It was good. Yeah. I actually went to a comedy club and Seinfeld ran on. It
was
quite exciting. Didn't think he was that great, to be honest. It was cool. The New York one was pretty amazing.
Yeah,
it was quite rock star.
Yeah.
And then London was a bit tougher, but they really, really enjoyed it. It was felt a bit like Northern Sweden when you're on stage and you're thinking, is this going good? And then at the end, like, people stood up and were like, this has been great, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Don't know why they're talking
about it. Yeah, why would you do American?
Bruce Willis, Die Hard 2. I don't know why.
But it was, yeah, it's good. It was funny in the... New York's a cool place.
Die Hard 2? Why don't you take Die Hard 1?
I think Die Hard 2 is the most underrated movie ever.
Do you think it's...
No, ever, I think...
Ever! Ever!
I think it's a shitty movie, man. I'm just kidding.
What?
I think it was. It's
tower.
Funnier to say Die Hard 2 than
it's
just
not
Die
underrated.
Hard.
I think it's got a cult kind of following.
But I think
the second
Die Hard 3 is good.
No, that's
the
second,
first
one you're
yeah,
talking
that's
about.
The
that's
one.
Great.
That's
a good action movie. Yeah.
And the third one is good as well. The third one is good as well.
No,
with Simon Says. I think that's pretty good as well.
The airplane one. What's that? Is that the first one?
No, the first one.
That's Con Air,
man. First one's the building.
Wow.
Hippie-ki-yay, motherfucker. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
The first one's a good action
that's
movie.
That's a really good
it's
movie.
It's a funny thing in that the terrorist is called Hans Gruber. He's from Germany. He passed away last year, actually. So he's sitting in a scene with his German colleague, like his best friend or brother, I think his brother or something. He's sitting there, and Bruce Willis is behind the glass wearing no shoes. And Hans Gruber says, he's like, shoot das Fenster, which is shoot the window in German. And this German guy looks, he's like, huh? He's like, shoot das Fenster. He's like, huh? And then he finally said, shoot the glass. And then he goes, aha! And he shoots it like, what the fuck would it be better in English than in German? What the fuck is going on? It's so stupidly American.
Yeah,
like even in their own language, they'll get American better. Shoot the glass. He's like, oh, okay, get it. Thanks, Hans Gruber. Danke. Fucking moron. That's it's a good movie though.
What was this?
It was nice.
It was nice.
It was a nice way to
okay,
end.
And we'll end this pod with the Raga Daga song.
And you got any gigs?
I did Norrburn yesterday, which was really fun actually. And then I have Soda Sales Club. I have a couple of English gigs this month.
Soran in a bit of trouble, what he's been saying.
Yeah, it's not true. It's absolutely ridiculous.
Controversy.
No, but it was funny because he started the gig by saying that, you know, I said this in our podcast. It was I was on the podcast the week before. And then he was talking about all other stuff that he was like, I would like to be in the book club in Gothenburg. I was there, but I would have preferred to be in the Nazi march with them with like having. So he's like, yeah. I say stupid stuff on the stuff. I said that I want to fuck a shark in the butthole. I don't know if they have a butthole. I want to drill a That's what I said on the pod. And then I also said, I don't think we should fucking have school. And then it became news. So it was quite funny. He's like, I said, and now he's going with Gustav Fridolin, which which is for Utbildningsminister, which is I'll do schools and stuff. He's going to go with a debate with him, which is, I mean.
Is he?
Yeah. And he says like...
This on TV?
Some school round and stuff.
Wow.
So he's like, so you have this minister and a fucking clown who wants to fuck sharks. And we go... and it was really good. Yeah, to be honest, it was very funny and very, you know, in time. And it's true. It's just weird. People talk something on a fucking podcast that's a humor podcast and you say other stuff like you want to fuck a shark.
Yeah.
And that doesn't take, of course, nobody takes that seriously. But then when you say that, I don't think that people should shower together in school. And that's public news. So, yeah, it was really, everybody in the audience knew about it. So when I just asked, everybody knew, which is crazy.
Sweden.
Yeah, which is, you know, say some bullshit like that.
You're going.
I'm going to Småland. Yeah, that's it. That's private, I guess.
Wow. All right, Jay-Z.
All right.
No, but I'm going to my girlfriend's house, man.
Why mention when it's if it's a secret?
But he mentioned
it. Just say you're going away. Or I was asking if Anal C's got any gigs.
Wow.
Yeah, then you said Småland.
Have you been laying down any steel?
Yeah.
Laying down in steel?
Yeah.
How's it going?
It's going good. You'll hear something in this part right now. It's called the Raga Daga song.
I like
so
it.
So you're doing nothing then? And you've got a full-time job, you're a DJ, and we're doing this at 20 minutes to 12.
And I have a mansion. I fucking love my life. Yeah, it's true.
Good.
This is when you hear the sound of shotgun.
Oh, I just think about Nirvana now, man.
Thanks a lot. We'll be back on Monday with a new pod. Take care. Look after yourselves. Enjoy your football.
Oh, raga, raga. Raga, raga. Raga, raga. Raga, raga. Raga, raga. Raga 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 raga
Raga, raga. Raga, raga. Raga, raga.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to Amazon.com/sports ad free. That's Amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.